from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 224 killed in Russian airliner crash. Egyptian Prime Minister Sharif Ismail has confirmed the crash of a Russian passenger plane with 224 people aboard less than a half hour after the plane took off from the Egyptian resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh. The plane was en route to the Russian city of St. Petersburg. The cause of the crash is not known. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, the first stop of a five-nation tour of Central Asia.
We all know that the United States was among the very first nations to recognize the Kyrgyz Republic's independence. And as Erlan said, that was 24 years ago. It's hard to believe now that so much time has passed so quickly. Since then, we have proudly, staunchly supported this country's independence, its sovereignty, its territorial integrity. And I can assure you that is not going to change.
U.S. officials see Mr. Kerry's visits as a means to assure the nations of their U.S. ties at a time when relations between the U.S. and their Russian neighbor are cooling. Before going to Bishkek, Secretary Kerry and other world powers, including Russia, were in Vienna, where they approved a U.N. plan to bring Syria's government and the opposition to talks. Representatives of 17 countries, plus the United Nations and the European Union, attended. A small team of American ground troops will deploy to northern Syria to assist opposition groups in the fight against Islamic State militants. And the White House says President Obama has authorized fewer than 50 U.S. Special Operations Forces. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Obama says he plans to remove Burundi from a U.S. trade preference program because of a worsening crackdown on the political opposition there. Mr. Obama said the violence in Burundi got worse during the re-election campaign that returned President Pierre Nkurunziza to power earlier this year. The Democratic Republic of Congo's army has launched an offensive against Ugandan Islamist ADF rebels who have stepped up attacks on army positions. The U.N. Commission in Congo appears to be supporting the offensive in Beni territory. Nick Long reports from Goma.
The UN-supported radio in DRC, Radio Kapi, said this is a large-scale offensive backed by the UN mission MONUSCO's intervention brigade. But an army spokesman, Lieutenant Mike Azukai, preferred not to comment on MONUSCO's contribution. People in Beni do not need to know who is working to restore peace there, he says. Formal collaboration between the Congolese army and the approximately 17,000 peacekeepers in MONUSCO was suspended in February over UN objections to the appointment of two suspected human rights abusers to command a joint operation. Some 450 civilians have been killed by the ADF and other forces in Beni territory in dozens of incidents since October last year. The MONUSCO force commander, General Carlos Alberto dos Santos Cruz, called for a new approach to security in Beni territory. Nick Long for VOA News, Goma.
The International Organization for Migration reports migrant deaths on the Mediterranean sea routes to Europe are breaking all previous records. The IOM confirms 3,350 fatalities so far this year, surpassing the record-breaking death toll for all of 2014. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says there needs to be a safe alternative to people risking their lives in these dangerous sea crossings.
There also has to be a much more determined and concrete search for legal avenues for people to make this journey to Europe. At the moment, we're seeing hundreds and hundreds of people making this journey by sea, overland. Lives are being lost.
Mr. Edwards says reception facilities capable of quickly and efficiently screening and processing new arrivals must be established. The military official in charge of the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan says American troops have attacked what are believed to be the largest al-Qaeda training camps found in the course of the 14-year Afghan war. The operation, which took place around October the 11th, came just days before plans were announced to keep 9,800 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the greater part of 2016. North Korea This ruling party will hold a rare convention that analysts say is an attempt to solidify Kim Jong-un's rule. State media on Friday said the Workers' Party will hold the first Congress since 1980 next May. And China's Navy chief told his U.S. counterpart it was dangerous and provocative for Washington to sail a Navy's destroyer near artificial islands built in the South China Sea. Joe Palkin,
Washington. That's the latest world news from VOA.